First reading is very, I would say, important for us because we see Saul possessed with the spirit of jealousy. Somebody said that jealousy or envy is failure of seeing how much we are already blessed or how much do we already have. Or it's desire to have things we already have, but we are not aware how much do we have. And the more we have, the more we still want to have if we are not thankful. The only remedy for envy is thankfulness. It's acknowledging how much I have, how much I am blessed, that I have enough. That I don't need to have more that my desires show me. I remember when I was using my first car in USA, it was itty-bitty Saturn SL. It was pretty loud, but AC didn't work well. It was nice, more than enough to driving. And I was simply enjoying that car. And then as a deacon, I received a gift in Michigan from one of parishioners, and he bought for me new Hyundai Sonata. And then I saw what changed is that I started to look driving around on those more expensive cars like Mercedes, BMW, Audi, and looking how good those cars are. It's like, mine is not enough good. And I thought, wow, why it's so stupid to do it? Why to lose my thoughts on, wondering about better car if I have already great car? And it took me some time to really pray and acknowledge before God how much I am blessed, that I have already great car. It's kind of the blindness to desire more, and I will not have nothing better because I don't need nothing better. So why do I really wonder about those better cars? I think if God wouldn't stop me from that, I would be thinking more and more and even be able to buy something different, what would be completely stupid. But we see that happened to Saul, that he wasn't able to see that what he's doing is wrong. He killed 1,000, David killed 10,000. He wasn't able to see that he is already good warrior, that he is good king, and that jealousy will be killing him and his kingdom. So brothers and sisters, let us do today examine of our conscience. Are there things we desire which we are not supposed or don't need to have? Are there things that we wonder all the time to have, to possess? We simply burned our energy and our love on things which simply are wasted time for us. May the Holy Spirit help us to see our lives and give us strength to fight with desires which destroy us.